Al-Bayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalam ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Anwan al-imam ibn al-qayyim baban faqal al-babu al-rabi' fi anna hayata al-qalbi وإشراقه مادة كل خير فيه وموته وظلمته مادة كل شر فيه. من هذا التبويب نفهم أن القلب كما مر معنا ينقسم إلى قلب حي وإلى قلب ميت وإلى قلب مريض، يعني كما مر معنا، وأن القلب الحي يحصل له نور وإشراق، وأن القلب الميت يحصل له ظلمة. فقال الإمام ابن القيم: أصل كل خير وسعادة للعبد، أصل كل خير وسعادة للعبد، بل لكل حي ناطق كمال حياته ونوره. فالحياة والنور مادة الخير كله. قال الله عز وجل: أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا. في هذه الآية جمع الله عز وجل بين الأصلين، الحياة والنور. فبالحياة تكون قوته وسمعه وبصره وحياؤه وعفته وشجاعته وصبره وسائر أخلاقه الفاضلة ومحبته للحسن وبغضه للقبيح. فكلما قويت حياته قويت فيه هذه الصفات، وإذا ضعفت حياته ضعفت فيه هذه الصفات. وحياؤه من القبائح هو بحسب حياته في نفسه. فالقلب الصحيح الحي إذا عرضت عليه القبائح نفر منها بطبعه وأبغضها ولم يلتفت إليها، بخلاف القلب الميت فإنه لا يفرق بين الحسن والقبيح، كما قال عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه: هلك من لم يكن له قلب يعرف به المعروف وينكر به المنكر. وكذلك القلب المريض بالشهوة فإنه لضعفه يميل إلى ما يعرض له من ذلك بحسب قوة المرض وضعفه. كذلك إذا قوي نوره وإشراقه انكشفت له صور المعلومات وحقائقها على ما هي عليه، فاستبان حسن الحسن بنوره وآثره بحياته. إذن القلب إذا كان له حياة ونور، من خلال هذا النور يتعرف على الحقائق أو تستبين له الأمور، يتعرف على الحسن بنوره ويؤثره بحياته. وكذلك قبح القبيح، يعني أيضا يعرف قبح القبيح. وقد ذكر الله سبحانه وتعالى هذين الأصلين في مواضع من كتابه، قال تعالى: وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان، ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا، وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم. فجمع بين الروح الذي يحصل به الحياة والنور الذي يحصل به الإضاءة والإشراق، وأخبر أن كتابه الذي أنزله على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم متضمن للأمرين، فهو روح تحيا به القلوب ونور تستضيء وتشرق به، كما قال تعالى: أومن كان ميتا فأحييناه وجعلنا له نورا يمشي به في الناس كمن مثله في الظلمات ليس بخارج منها. أي أومن كان كافرا ميت القلب مغمورا في ظلمة الجهل، فهديناه لرشده ووفقناه للإيمان، وجعلنا قلبه حيا بعد موته مشرقا مستنيرا بعد ظلمته، فجعل الكافر لانصرافه عن طاعته وجهله بمعرفته وتوحيده وشرائع دينه وترك الأخذ بنصيبه من رضاه والعمل بما يؤديه إلى نجاته وسعادته بمنزلة الميت الذي لا ينفع نفسه بنافعة ولا يدفع عنها من مكروه، فهديناه للإسلام وأنعشناه به، فصار يعرف مضار نفسه ومنافعها ويعمل في خلاصها من سخط الله تعالى وعقابه، فأبصر الحق بعد عماه عنه، وعرفه بعد جهله به، واتبعه بعد إعراضه عنه، وحصل له نور وضياء يستضيء به فيمشي بنوره بين الناس وهم في صدف الظلم. إذا أردنا أن نعطي مثلا بما كان عليه حياة الناس في مكة قبل نزول هذا النور وقبل نزول هذا الوحي، فكما يعني قال جعفر للنجاشي لما سأله عن دعوة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال: كنا نعبد الأصنام، وكان يأكل القوي منا الضعيف، ونسيء الجوار، ونأكل الميت، إلى أن بعث الله فينا رجلا منا نعرف حسبه ونسبه وصدقه وأمانته، فدعانا إلى عبادة الله وإلى حسن الجوار وصلة الأرحام. وإذا كانوا في جاهلية لا يعرفون ولا يميزون بين يعني السيء بين الضار والنافع، بين السيء والحسن، فكانوا يفعلون هذه القبائح إلى أن جاءهم أو بعث الله نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخرجهم من هذه الظلمات وبين ووضح لهم الحق وعرفهم بالحسن وبالحسن وعرفهم بالحسن وبالأخلاق الحسنة. إذن أحياهم الله سبحانه وتعالى بهذا الوحي الذي أنزله على رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بسم الله. All praise due to Allah. May Allah send His peace and blessings upon His final messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. We continue inshallah with what Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said about the condition of the hearts. And he said that the life of the heart and its brightness is the material of all goodness that is in it. And its death and its darkness is the effect of every evil in it. So the essence of every goodness and happiness for a servant, rather what is the cause of his life and the perfection of his life and the perfection of the life and the light of his heart for life and light is the substance of every good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and is one who was dead and we gave him life and made for him light by which to walk among the people, like the one who is in darkness, never to emerge therefrom. Thus it has been made pleasing to the disbelievers that which they were doing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in this verse these two essences, the essence of life and light. Because by life a person has strength and he is able to hear and see. And he is able to live and he is able to be chaste. And he is able to be courageous and he is able to be patient. And all of the other noble traits. And he is able to love good things and hate bad things. And as long as his life strengthens and becomes, then also the attributes of nobility in him will also strengthen. And if the life of his heart weakens, then the attributes of nobleness will weaken as well. So feeling shame from evil things will be in accordance with the life of his soul. For the soul or the heart that is healthy and alive, if it is exposed to something evil, it will be turned off it by its nature and it will hate it. It will be repelled and be averse to it and will not turn its attention to it. On the contrary, the dead heart, he is not able to distinguish between the good and the evil. As Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, he is destroyed, the one who has a heart that is not able to distinguish and know the difference between the good and the evil. Likewise, the heart of a person who is sick with desires, because of his weakness, he tends towards what he is exposed of this evil in accordance with the strength of his sickness or the weakness of it. That's how much he will tend to it, depending on how strong or weak his sickness is. And likewise, he who his light is strong and radiant, then known things will be apparent to him and truth will be clear to him and will appear in their reality and appear in their true form to him. And so he will see the goodness in good things by the light of his heart. And he will prefer the good things because they are the cause of the life for his heart. And likewise is the case with looking and seeing conceiving the evil of evil things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these two principles in many places in the Quran. For example, Allah ta'ala, he says, and such we have revealed to you a spirit from our command. You did not know from before the book, nor did you know faith, but we made it a light that we guide through it who we will from our servants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned the spirit that is the cause of his life and the light that he has the brightness to be able to see. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that his book that has been revealed to his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it contains both. It contains spirit that gives life to the heart, and it contains light that brightens and gives light to the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the verse that we mentioned earlier, "It is he who is dead, and we gave him life, and made for him light by which to walk among the people." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the parable of the one who is dead, meaning the disbelieving person whose heart is dead. The one who is drowned in darkness and ignorance. And so we guided him and we showed him the right way. And we blessed him with faith. And we made his heart alive after it was dead. And we made it bright and shining after its darkness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared the disbeliever, because he is turned away from obedience to Allah, he made him because of his ignorance in regards to knowing Allah, and his ignorance in regards to the unification of Allah's worship, and his ignorance in regards to the rulings of Allah in his religion, and the fact that he has neglected to take his portion of Allah's grace and Allah's pleasure, and that he worked because he left the work that would lead to his savior and his happiness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compared this disbelieving person to the state of the one who is dead, the one who is dead, who is not able to benefit himself. He's not able to benefit himself with anything of benefit, nor is able to repel from himself anything of harm. So this dead person, after Allah had guided him to Islam and given him life by it, and so he starts to become aware of what brings harm to his soul, and he becomes aware of what brings benefit to his soul. And so he works hard to save his soul from the anger of Allah and his punishment. And so he is able to see the truth after he was blinded from it. And he becomes to know after he was ignorant. And he starts to follow after he was turning away. And he achieves the light and the illumination that he is illuminated by. And he walks in the light between people, even though they are in darkness. To give a good example of this, our Sheikh Khalid, Jazallah Khairan, he said, remember the story of Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, when he addressed al-Najashi, the Negus of Ethiopia, of Al-Habasha, when he informed him of what a Muslim is. He said that we were in a state of ignorance, we were in a state of darkness, we were dead. We used to worship idols, and the strong of us used to overpower the weak, and they used to, the strong used to take advantage of the weak and take their money, and we used to eat the dead animals that have not been slaughtered. And he mentioned so many of the evil things that they used to do, not knowing the evil in them and not being able to distinguish good from evil. Then he said, until there came a man from among us, and we know his lineage and we know his truthful history, that he has a history of truthfulness and honesty, and he commanded us to worship Allah alone and to leave the worship of the idols and to be truthful in our speech and to mend the ties of kinship, and he mentioned all of the good things that Islam comes to command. And so then our people turned against us until the end of the story. So what Ja'far radiallahu anhu is saying is that he's describing how they were before Islam, they weren't able, they were like one who is dead, unable to distinguish between what is beneficial and what is harmful, what is good and what is bad, until they were guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Islam and what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had informed them, and so they were able to see the good and distinguish it, and able to see the evil and avoid it.
لأن أيها الإخوة كما ذكر الإمام ابن القيم أن يعني حياة القلب تكون أو أن يعني أهم شيء للقلب هو أن يكون حيا وأن يعني يحصل له نور فقال لهذا يضرب الله سبحانه وتعالى يعني المثلين المائي والناري لوحيه ولعباده أما المثل المائي كقول الله عز وجل أنزل من السماء ماء فسالت أودية بقدرها فاحتمل السيل زبدا رابيا ومما يوقدون عليه في النار ابتغاء حلية أو متاع زبد مثله كذلك يضرب الله الحق والباطل فأما الزبد فيذهب جفاء وأما ما ينفع الناس فيمكث في الأرض كذلك يضرب الله الأمثال. هذا مثل ضربه الله لوحيه فضرب لوحيه المثل بالماء، لأن الماء تحصل به الحياة، وبالنار لما يحصل بها من الإضاءة والإشراق. يعني الله عز وجل يضرب المثل لوحيه بالماء لما يحصل به من الحياة، وبالنار لما ويضرب أيضا الله عز وجل لوحيه المثل بالنار لما يحصل به من الإضاءة والإشراق. فأخبر الله سبحانه وتعالى أن الأودية تسيل بقدرها، فواد كبير يسع ماء كثيرا، وواد صغير يسع ماء قليلا، كذلك القلوب مشبهة بالأودية، فقلب كبير يسع علما كثيرا، وقلب صغير إنما يسع بقدره. وشبه ما تحمله القلوب من الشبهات والشهوات بسبب مخالطة الوحي لها بما يحتمله السيل من الزبد، وشبه بطلان تلك الشبهات باستقرار العلم النافع فيه بذهاب ذلك الزبد وإلقاء الوادي له، وإنما يستقر فيه الماء الذي به النفع. وكذلك في المثل الذي بعده يذهب الخبث الذي في ذلك الجوهر ويستقر صفوه. إذن يا عباد الله، كما مثل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث آخر، مثل ما بعثني الله به من الهدى والنور كمثل غيث أصاب أرضا، يعني الغيث هو تكون به حياة الأرض، وكذلك القلوب، القلوب هي مثل الأراضي، والتي تحصل به حياة القلوب هو الوحي، فشبه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم القلوب وما ينزل عليها من الوحي بالأرض وما ينزل عليها من المطر. فبعض الأراضي تنتفع بالمطر وتحيا بالمطر، وبعض الأراضي لا ينفعها المطر بشيء، لا تقبل الماء ولا تنبت شيئا. وكذلك بعض القلوب لا تقبل الوحي ولا تستفيد منه، فلا تنتفع ولا تحيا بهذا الوحي لرفضها لهذا الوحي الذي أنزله الله سبحانه وتعالى.
الله سبحانه وتعالى struck an example of the substance of water and the substance of fire, and gave that as a metaphor for his revelation and how it affects his servants. So for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ra'd, which is verse number 17, Surah Al-Ra'd is chapter 13 and verse number 17, Allah ta'ala, he says, he sends down from the sky rain, and valleys flow according to their capacity, and the torrent carries a rising foam, and from the ore which they heat in the fire, desiring adornments and utensils, is a foam like it. Thus Allah presents the example, truth and falsehood. As for the foam, it vanishes, being cast off. But as for that which benefits the people, it remains on the earth. And thus does Allah present examples. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given an example and a metaphor of his revelation, like water and like fire. So the example of water, because water is what brings life. Just like the water when it comes to the earth and it brings life to the dead earth. Likewise, the revelation that Allah sent down, it brings life to the hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also compared the revelation with fire. Because with fire, you benefit from its brightness and its illumination. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that it's not only the revelation, but it's also what receives the revelation. Because the Allah compared the revelation to rain when it comes down to the earth. And each valley carries of the rain as much as its capacity. So some valleys are narrow and some valleys are wide. And some valleys are able to carry a lot of water, and some valleys are not able to carry so much water. And another aspect depends on the foam or the obstacles in these valleys. How much filth and rubbish is in these valleys depends on how much it can carry of the water. Sometimes there's so much rubbish and sticks and obstacles in the valley that it prevents the water from coming into the valley fully. So these are how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the revelation, and as well that which receives the revelation, which is our hearts. So some hearts are able to carry that revelation, depending on how wide they are and depending on how free they are from obstacles. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the containers that this water flows into, and they flow into these containers depending on their capacity. So some valleys are large and can contain a lot of water, and some valleys are small and can only contain a little bit of water. And so this is how Allah makes a comparison of the hearts, which are like containers that capture the water, like the valleys that capture the water that the rain brings down. So some hearts are large and are able to contain a lot of knowledge, and some hearts are small and can only receive as much as they can hold. And then as well, how much they carry and how much they can benefit depends as well on what is in these valleys. Maybe there's a lot of bushes and a lot of trees and a lot of branches and a lot of filth that doesn't allow the water to come in or to be carried. Likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam described this similarly in a hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that the likeness of what Allah has revealed to me and of guidance and knowledge is like a rain cloud that falls upon a land, and some of the land is good, and so it receives that water, and so then it starts to bring forth its grasses and its herbage, so much of it, and some of this land is infertile, so it just carries the water, and so others benefit and drink from it, and they irrigate from it, and they give it to their animals, and some land doesn't carry it and doesn't allow even others to benefit from it. And so this is how a parable and a metaphor of the revelation, and as well a metaphor for the hearts that receive this revelation.
أيها الإخوة, يعني المقصود من كلام ابن القيم أن صلاح القلب وسعادته وفلاحه موقوف على هذين الأصلين, يعني حياة القلب وإشراق القلب, استضاءة القلب بنور, هذا يعني هذان الأصلان هما شرطان على يعني لفلاح وصلاح القلب وسعادته. قال الله تعالى إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا, لينذر من كان حيا. إذن هو ذكرى, وهو فيه إنذار لأصحاب القلوب الحية, لمن يعني لينذر من كان حيا. فأخبر أن الانتفاع بالقرآن والإنذار به إنما يحصل لمن هو حي القلب, كما قال في موضع آخر إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب. هلا كل الذين أنزل عليهم القرآن لهم قلوب, لكن المقصود لمن كان له قلب حي, لمن كان له قلب حي. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. فأخبر سبحانه وتعالى أن حياتنا إنما هي باستجابتنا لما يدعون إليه الله والرسول من العلم والإيمان. فعلم أن موت القلب وهلاكه بفقد ذلك, يعني الذي لا يستجيب أبدا مطلقا للوحي لا يستجيب, يأتيه كل أمر فلا يستجيب, لا ينصاع, يعني يصله النهي, تصله المنهيات فلا ينزجر. هذا قلبه ميت, هذا قلبه ميت. شبه الله سبحانه من لا يستجيب لرسوله بأصحاب القبور, وهذا من أحسن التشبيه, فإن أبدانهم قبور لقلوبهم, فقد ماتت قلوبهم وقبرت في أبدانهم. فقال الله تعالى إن الله يسمع من يشاء وما أنت بمسمع من في القبور. يعني كم لو ذهبت إلى أصحاب القبور وناديتهم لم يكن باستطاعتك أن تسمعهم, وهؤلاء الذين لم يستجيبوا للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هم كأصحاب القبور, صارت أبدانهم قبورا لقلوبهم, قبورا لقلوبهم, لم يعني مهما دعاهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعني لن ينفعهم ذلك, لأنهم صاروا كأصحاب القبور, صاروا موتى كالذين دفنت أبدانهم تحت التراب فلا يستطيع أحد أن يسمعهم شيئا. قال الشاعر وفي الجهل قبل الموت موت لأهله, وأجسامهم قبل القبور قبور, وأرواحهم في وحشة من جسومهم وليس لهم حتى النشور نشور. لهذا جعل سبحانه وحيه الذي يلقيه إلى الأنبياء روحا, يلقي الروح من أمره على من يشاء من عباده, وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا لأن حياة الأرواح والقلوب به, وهذه الحياة الطيبة هي التي خص الله بها سبحانه من قبل وحيه وعمل به كما قال من عمل صالحا من ذكر أو أنثى وهو مؤمن فلنحيينه حياة طيبة ولنجزينهم أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون. فخصهم سبحانه بالحياة الطيبة في الدارين، ومثله قوله تعالى وأن استغفروا ربكم ثم توبوا إليه يمتعكم متاعا حسنا إلى أجل مسمى ويؤتي كل ذي فضل فضلا، ومثله قوله تعالى للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة ولدار الآخرة خير ولنعم دار المتقين، ومثله قوله تعالى للذين أحسنوا في هذه الدنيا حسنة وأرض الله واسعة. فبين سبحانه أنه يسعد المحسن بإحسانه في الدنيا وفي الآخرة، كما أخبر أنه يشقي المسيء بإساءته في الدنيا والآخرة. قال تعالى ومن أعرض عن ذكري فإن له معيشة ضنكا ونحشره يوم القيامة أعمى. وقال تعالى وقد جمع بين النوعين فمن يريد الله أن يهديه يشرح صدره للإسلام، ومن يريد أن يضله يجعل صدره ضيقا حرجا كأنما يصعد في السماء، كذلك يجعل الله الرجس على الذين لا يؤمنون. فأهل الهدى والإيمان لهم شرح الصدر واتساعه وانفساحه، وأهل الضلال لهم ضيق الصدر والحرج. وقال تعالى أفمن شرح الله صدره للإسلام فهو على نور من ربه، فأهل الإيمان في النور وانشراح الصدر، وأهل الضلال في الظلمة وضيق الصدر. والمقصود أن حياة القلب وإضاءته مادة كل خير فيه، وموته وظلمته مادة كل شر فيه. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يشرح صدورنا وأن يجعلنا قابلين مستجيبين لوحيه، إنه على ما يشاء قدير. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
So in summary, what is in the benefit of the heart and brings happiness to the heart and prosperity to the heart is dependent on these two issues. That the heart, the revelation is the source of life and the source of light for the heart. Allah Ta'ala says in reference to the Quran, it is nothing other than a reminder and a clear Quran to be a warning to those who are living. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned that the Quran will only be benefited, and the ones who will benefit from the warning of the Quran can only be for those whose hearts are living. As for the one who is dead, then he will not benefit from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says indeed in this is a reminder for the one who has a heart, meaning for the one who has a heart that is alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also says, O you have believed, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls Him to that which gives you life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that the life, meaning that the life is the thing that He calls us to, what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls us to, of knowledge and faith. And so we know the opposite as well. So we know by this is that the death of the heart and its destruction is by loss of knowledge and faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of the one who does not answer his messenger as being inhabitants of the graves. It's like they are dead in the graves. And this is the best way to describe them, because their bodies are like graves for their hearts. Their hearts have died and are buried inside their bodies. So, as we say, they are like walking dead people. Allah Ta'ala, He says, indeed Allah allows whom He wills to hear, and you are not able to make hear the people of the graves. So those who are dead, even though they are alive, but their hearts are dead in their bodies, their dead hearts are buried in their bodies, they will not hear the revelation that you recite to them. And the poet, he said in his lines of poetry, ignorance is a cause of death before a person actually dies. And their bodies, before going into the grave, will be graves for their hearts. And their souls will be in isolation, even though they're in their bodies. And they will not be resurrected and brought to life until the day of resurrection. They will not realize and come to life until the day of resurrection. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the revelation that He has given to His prophets as spirit. The spirit, it's like when a dead body, how does a body become dead? When it loses its spirit. And when Allah puts the spirit in the body, it comes to life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described the revelation like the spirit that gives life to the hearts. Allah Ta'ala, He says, He sends the spirit from His command to whom He wishes from His servants. And in another place, Allah Ta'ala, He says, and likewise we have revealed to you a spirit from our command, because the life of the souls and the hearts is in the revelation. And this is what causes a good life, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that the good life in this world is for the one who accepts His revelation. Allah Ta'ala, He says, whoever does good deeds, be he male or female, while he is a believer, then we will give him a good life. We will allow him to live a good life, and we will compensate him by the best of what they used to do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had exclusively given the good life in this world and the next life to the believer. And similarly, Allah Ta'ala, He says that He commanded, and seek forgiveness from your Lord and repent to Him. He will give you a good life until a specified time, and He will give every owner of virtue the virtue that they deserve. And Allah also said, and those who migrate for the sake of Allah after they were oppressed, then we will give them an abode, a good abode. And the reward of the hereafter is greater, if only they knew. And those who are patient and dependent on their Lord. And Allah also says, those who do good in this world will have goodness, and the home of the hereafter is better. And what a blessed home is for the righteous. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that He will grant happiness to the one who does good for the goodness he does in this world and in the hereafter. As He has mentioned that the one who does evil will suffer because of his evil in this world as well as the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala, He says, and he who turns away from my reminder, then he will have a life of hardship, and will resurrect him on the day of resurrection blind. And Allah Ta'ala, He mentions these two aspects together in the following verse, where Allah Ta'ala, He says, whoever Allah wishes to guide, He opens his heart to Islam. And whoever Allah wishes to misguide, He makes his heart constrained and tight, as if he is being ascended in the heavens. And such does Allah make the evil upon those who do not believe. Surah Al-An'am, verse 125. So the people of guidance and faith, they have a tranquility in their chest and an openness in their chest. As for the people of misguidance, then they have a tightness and a constrainment in their chest. Allah Ta'ala, He says also, is he who Allah opened his heart to Islam, and he is upon light from his Lord. So the people of faith, they will have light, and they will have an opening and a relaxation of their chest. As for the people of misguidance and darkness, then they have a tightness in their chest. So in summary, we can see that the life of the heart and its illumination is the cause of every goodness in it, and the death of the heart and its darkness is because of the evil in it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the life of our hearts and to give us the light of guidance and to protect us from the darkness of misguidance.